Congratulations on finishing your course. That was some hard work. Now what do I do with it? Is there anyone that will house my course and help me sell it? What if I can get an entire team to help me sell my course that I worked so hard on? Have I got a discovery for you? The Great Discovery not only has a place for your course, but a network of affiliates that are eager to sell your hard-earned course creation. Want to make a little more money so you can build your course or invest in yourself? Opportunities for all this and more await you at The Great Discovery, or go to tuepodcast.net/discovery for more information. Once again, that's tuepodcast.net/discovery for more information about how to join The Great Discovery now. Salutations, Scuba Believer. Do you have a dream of becoming an entrepreneur, but don't know where to start or even what to do? Where can I gather information quickly about what's in my zone of genius? Don't worry, Scuba Believers. I got you covered. Go to tuepodcast.net/AI prompt and check out an amazing set of AI prompts that will give you ideas, information, and articles to help you get across that start line. Once again, go to tuepodcast.net/AI prompt to get you started now. Good luck, Scuba Believer.
Salutations, Scuba Believer. And we're here again with episode number 64 of The Undiscovered Entrepreneur. And it's me, DJ Scoob. Coming at you on whatever device you happen to be listening on. All right, today, so we are going to talk about, first of all, the Scuba Believer of the Week. And the Scuba Believer of the Week is, drumroll please, thank you very much, Soul Wizard Podcast on TikTok. Now, Soul Wizard Podcast is a TikTok and a podcast, of course, that's been liking a lot of my things. And I guess they actually have information about different types of comic books. So I have a really kind of soft spot in my heart for comic books. I used to collect comic books when I was younger. I still have a lot of them. And so I'm really glad they like what I do. So Soul Wizard Podcast, thank you for being the Scuba Believer of the Week. And we will link your TikTok in the show notes. So if anybody has any questions about who Soul Wizard Podcast is, look down in the show notes and you'll find out. Okay, so today we are actually doing something quite different than we usually do. So I don't know if you heard, but about a couple weeks ago, I did my first live on Facebook and on YouTube. So we're going to actually play that live for you right now. It's pretty awesome for being my first time, if I do say so myself, covering some very, very key topics that I like to talk about. So let's go ahead and listen to me talk about Across the Start Line. All right. Hello, Scuba Believers, and welcome to my very first live stream for The Undiscovered Entrepreneur. And it's me, DJ Scoob, basically coming at you from this particular device this time. All right. So first of all, I just want to let y'all know I'm really happy to be here. This is my very first time doing anything like this. So any kind of constructive criticism, I will definitely take. One thing I want to let you know right up front, I won't be able to answer any questions until the very end. So please, if you can help it, hang on to all your questions until the very end. Now, if you're watching live, please, somewhere in the comments, put hashtag live. If you're watching the replay, please put hashtag replay. That way I know when and where and what's going on and how you're actually viewing this. So I'd really appreciate it if you did that for me. Okay, so right now we're going to go ahead and get into how to get across the start line. We're actually going to start this with a story because I love stories. So here's how we're going to do this. So we are going to the Coliseum. We're going to the local Coliseum there, and on the top, along the top there, it says Entrepreneur Olympics. We're here to see the Entrepreneur Olympics. Isn't that great? So as we're going to walk into the stadium, we're going to see a huge, huge field in front of us with a racetrack, you know, one of those racetracks that go around in a circle there and with the numbers on it and the lines and all that. And we're all excited to be there. We'll walk out there. And we find our seats. We finally find where we're supposed to sit because, you know, the place is always crowded and you got places all over to be able to sit. And we sit down next to a guy wearing, you know, a three-piece suit, really nice. But he's got this huge home, you know, one of those foam fingers. And he's shaking around like this and saying, number one is number one. And you say to yourself, well, what the heck does that mean? Who knows? So you sit down and, you know, you came a really long way to see this race. So you're really, really, really super excited, and you look down and you see it's time for the main event. It's time for the 5-man 1,000-meter dash to success. This is the top line. This is exactly what you've been coming to see. So we're so excited. We look down there. Oh, there's the runners. I can see the runners down there. Yeah, what are they wearing? What are the runners wearing? It looks like they're wearing those shorts, like normal runner shorts, and they got really colorful shoes on. You know, they have the bright colors and things like that, but they're wearing jackets, like blazers and dress jackets, and they're all wearing suit and ties. What? That's not like a normal racer, but okay, they came all this way, we might as well see it. So you sit down, you get really excited, you're ready for that gun to go off, and here comes the guy with the starter guy. I don't know what his official name is, but here comes the starter guy, and he holds up the starter gun like this, and we're ready, set, bang! Now the race starts. What I'm going to do with you is take you between every runner. There's 5 runners. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 5 runners. We're going to see how each runner actually gets across the start line. All right? So we're going to start with runner 1. Runner number 1, he's ready to go, and he's down there. And we're ready, and ready, set, bang! All of a sudden, you see runner 1 leap up into the air. He got scared. And then what happens? He runs the other direction. Hey, come back! Why is he running the wrong direction? Oh, look at that. He's running all the way to the dressing rooms. Wow, what happened to him? I guess we're just not going to see him for the rest of the race. How strange is that? Okay, so now we're going to talk about runner 2. Here comes runner 2. And ready, set, bang! And we got runner 2, and he gets up and he starts running. And then he stops. After about 2 or 3 sets, he stops and shakes his head and starts walking back like, I don't know. Let's try that again. Okay, so we're going to get down there and no, that's no good. Let's try a different stance. He just won't start. Why won't he start? He keeps trying to get himself the right way in the right position so he can get across the start line. Well, that's no good. We're never going to see him even cross the finish line. That's for gosh darn sure. So let's see what runner number 3 does. Runner number three looks pretty awesome. So let's see what he does. So runner number 3. Ready, set, bang. There goes runner 3. And he's running. Okay, he actually took off. That's awesome. He's running to that first corner. He's running. Well, what's he doing? He sat down right in the middle of everything and shaking his head. And I'm close enough because, you know, the seats are right there on the track so you can hear. You're close enough to hear him. He goes, what am I doing here? I don't belong here. I'm not supposed to be here. Why am I even here? Who am I to be able to run with in the Olympics? What is going on? Well, it doesn't look like he's going to be going any further than that, so I guess we're not going to see much from him anymore. So let's go next to runner number four. Okay, yeah, runner number 4. So we got it. Ready, set, bang. There goes runner 4. Holy cow, he takes right off. Man, he sure is picking up steam. He's turning the first corner. And oh, he passed up that runner 3 guy a long time ago. He's way back there. And then, oh, he's going even faster. I've never seen a man move that fast. He's going fast, man. He's picking up. He's getting too fast. What's going on? Oh, jeez! He jumped over the... He hit a wall! He jumped over and just landed... You know, if you see those cartoons, they run right into the walls. Yeah, that's exactly what happened to runner 4. Wow! I've never seen anything like that. Well, we're definitely not going to see him in the rest of the race because he splatted against the wall because he ran too fast. All right, so finally runner 5. I don't know about this runner 5 guy. He looks a little shaky, but... Okay, let's see what happens. Ready, set, bang! There goes the gun, and runner 5 takes off. He's jogging. He's doing okay. He's moving. He's kind of slow, but, you know, he's getting there. He's going around the corner, first corner. He passes up runner 3. Wait. He stopped. Why did he stop? He's kind of looking around. Now he looks like he's deep in thought. What? Oh, wait a minute. Wait just a minute. His eyes are getting big. He looks like he just got a great idea. Oh, wow, there he goes. He's starting to take off again. Look at him go. He rounded the second corner. He's in front of everybody, but he stopped again. Why would he stop again? He's ahead. Oh, wow. He even took a couple steps backwards. Why would he take steps backwards? Oh, look at him. Wait a minute. There he goes. There he goes again. He's rounding the third corner. He's really picking up steam. And he's rounding the fourth corner. It's right there. And too bad I had my money on runner one. And he finished. Yay, runner five finished the race. And he succeeds to finishing the race. Wow. That's a race I'm never going to forget. I can tell you that right now. So what I'd like to do at this point now is each runner actually had something that stopped him from going across the start line, or once they actually got across the start line, stopped and had an issue or a problem. So what I'm going to do here is analyze each runner. We're going to analyze the first two runners today, and then the next runner, third runner and fourth runner next month at the same time, in the same place right here. We're going to analyze runner three and four. So today, we're analyzing runner number one. Runner number one is something that I think just about everybody goes through in their entrepreneurial adventure. Runner one is fear. Fear is the one thing that really stops anybody from getting across the start line. No matter who you are, where you are, if you have that initial fear where you run the other direction, you're not going to get started. You're going to go backwards. You're going to go back to that comfy place. That's where he's running. That's where that runner is going to. Back to his comfy place where he knows everything is comfortable. And we all know if we want to succeed in an entrepreneur adventure, we got to get over the comfort zone. We got to get past that comfort zone so we can see what's going on next. See where it takes us. So one of the first fears I talk about, and it really kind of is dear to my heart, and it's the fear of no. I think the fear of no is one of those things that we always think about. What if they say no to us? What if I get started and they say, no, I don't want that. Nobody wants that. Why would you want that? We all have to understand and realize that yes lives in the world of no. We have to get through the no's to be able to get to the yeses of what we want to do. So make sure when you're thinking about and you come across that fear of no, no is not always no. No is just a stepping stone to yes. We got to keep that in mind as we go along. Some of us are afraid of the future. If we take this adventure, if we take these steps, where is that going to leave us in 6 months? Where is that going to leave us in a year? We don't know. And a lot of people will fear the unknown. Gosh knows I did when I first started doing this whole thing. I don't know what's going to happen next. I don't know where this is going to take me. Why would I want to go there if I have no idea what's happening? So we tend to kind of shy away from it because we don't know what the future holds for us. And we fear what we don't know. And that's a human trait. It's getting over that fear of the unknown, getting over the fear of not knowing what's going to happen next, and taking it for what it is, so we know what's going to happen. We're not going to know what's going to happen until we actually get there. If we don't get there, we're never going to know. We're going to have regret. We're going to wonder, you know, we're going to get to that point where, you know, I wish I would have took that step because I don't know what would have happened. Let's not have that happen to us. That happens way too many times to people that I talk to. Day in, day out, they're scared of what was going to happen, and now they don't know what's going to happen. So let's keep that in mind. Number three, I'm going to talk about fear. And this is something I actually talked about in another video, a fear of inspiration. Some people are afraid of inspiration, so they don't have it. They tend to take inspiration and push it to the side or let somebody else deal with it. Inspiration is something we all can have at one point or another, as long as we're thinking about what we're doing. Let's not fear inspiration. Inspiration is what actually drives us to our next level, because we got to have those inspirations. We got to have those thoughts. We got to have those ideas, because if we don't, explore those ideas, then they're just ideas. Kind of like, I heard a riddle one time where it's like, five frogs are on a log. Four of them decide to jump off. How many frogs are back on the log there? All five are still on the log. Why? Because they only decided to jump. They didn't actually do the physical jump. And whenever I think about inspiration, we have to inspire ourselves and sometimes others too to make that jump off the log into the thing that we don't know what's going to happen next. But as long as it's in our hearts, the inspiration is in our hearts, we know what'll take us to the next level. All right, so the next one, runner two. Runner two is something I come across a lot in my entrepreneur adventure, and that is perfection. A lot of us will not do anything unless it's perfect. We will not move. We won't do anything until it's exactly the right time, until it's exactly the right place, until the time is right. How many of us waited until the time was right? I did for a while. For a long while, it was, the time's not right. The situation's not right. It's got to be that perfect time. It's never going to be the perfect time. I'm telling you right now, it's just not. We have to overcome that perfection of waiting for the right time to make something happen for ourselves. We have to make something happen for ourselves now. We have to do it today. That's why my tagline is, I can, I am, I will, and I'm doing it today. We're doing things now when we're thinking about it. It's really important for us to not wait till that perfect time comes across. Because if we do, we're going to be stagnant. We're not going to do anything because that perfect time is never going to happen. Why are we waiting for this perfect time to happen? The perfect time to do it is now. Right now. A lot of us come across something that's called paralysis by analysis. Paralysis by analysis, I think, is kind of obvious, but basically what it means is we're not doing anything because we're analyzing everything so rigidly and so harshly that we don't do anything. We don't make that jump because we want to make sure it's perfect. We want to analyze the situation. We want to see how it's going to happen. But if we take way too long making sure we analyze everything, that we make sure that this is right and the square is supposed to be, and the circle where the circle is supposed to be, it's never going to happen. Never going to happen because we're waiting. We're back to that waiting game again. Perfection ends up equaling procrastination. It's kind of weird to have those two in the same sentence, but if you really think about it, we're waiting for something to happen. And what's another word for waiting? Procrastination. We're making excuses not to start. We're making excuses. It's got to be perfect. Does it really have to be perfect to get started? No. Trust me. Look where I am right now. Is this perfect? No. That's for sure. But I'm still doing stuff. Why? Because I feel in my heart this is the right thing for me to do. This is the next step I need to take. And I'm going to take that step. So, let's take both of those into consideration as we're going along our entrepreneur adventure. And remember, runner one is fear. Runner two is perfection. I'm really curious to see which one of these you are. You, this person that's listening and watching right now. Yeah, you. I see you staring at me. I'm talking to you. Which one of these runners are you? Go in the comments. Just put a number. One. You don't even have to explain yourself. Put in the comments number one or number two. So, as we go along here, I just want to let you know that this is actually going to be the subject for a book that I'm writing called Getting Across the Start Line. If you would like to follow me as I'm actually writing this book, I will send you updates of the book itself as I make it chapter to chapter, updating the books until finished. So technically, when I am done, you will have a full free copy of this book that I'm writing. So what I'd like you to do, if you could, go to tuepodcast.net/startline. If you do that, you will get updates on my book as it's being written. And I'm always looking for feedback. If you think there's something that you'd like to see different or something that doesn't feel right for you, I'm open to listening to what you have to say about it. Now, if you decide you want to reply back to that email, just reply back. Let me know your story of fear. Let me know your story of perfection. If you do that, there's a good chance that I might actually have you featured in my book, because I'm currently writing it right now. I can actually put you in the book about your story about fear or perfection. If you want to know more about me too, you can always look me up. My links are all on Linktree. So it's linktr.ee/DJScoob. That's SKOOB. And you can see all the stuff that I'm putting together right now on the YouTube, on the podcast, coaching, anything along those lines. I'm here for you. You are who I'm here for. So hearing from you and knowing where I can help you is going to be beneficial to both of us. So please, if you like what you heard and you want to get involved in what I'm doing, go right now. tuepodcast.net/startline. Let's start working on this together. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me on my first live. Doesn't look like we have anybody here. That's okay. I'm perfectly fine. This is actually mostly practice for me. But if you come and watch the replay and you have a question that you'd like answered, go ahead and put it in the comments. I would really love to hear it. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. You'll have a wonderful day, and we'll see you on the other side. Bye-bye, everybody.
All right, school believers, and that was me talking about the few things that stop us from getting across the start line in our entrepreneur adventure and the basis of the book that I am currently writing right now, Get Across the Start Line. And please, please take advantage of the giveaway I have going on around, just in case you missed it. It is tuepodcast.net/startline. Go to that website, sign up to get updates on my book, and ultimately you will have the entire book for free in the very end. So really look into that. I really would appreciate it. Thank you for listening. I know the audio isn't that great because it was my first time doing a live, so hopefully you got through it all okay. Stay tuned for the second half of this talk. The second half of this talk will be taking place February 13th at 4 p.m. Central Time. So if you go into YouTube right now, or pretty close to right now anyway, and set up a reminder for yourself on my channel, Undiscovered Entrepreneur, so when that comes around, you could go ahead and take a look at that and partake in possibly being there present as I'm doing the second half of that talk. Once again, I just wanted to kind of say I did not make it to PodFest as of this recording right now. Today is the first day of PodFest. I did attend virtually, which was interesting. I did get a chance to talk to a lot of people. And if you look at my social medias, you can see how close I actually came to making it to PodFest. I have a good friend named Amy of Grounded in Maine podcast and the owner of Amy's Garden Jam, and she was there at PodFest, and she grabbed my tag for me. So they actually even made a lanyard for me for being there, but I wasn't there to get it, but she grabbed it for me. Thank you, Amy. I really appreciate that. And so that's how close we got. Now, last year, I actually talked about going to PodFest the first year I was recording. I didn't even get that far. So I'm thinking the next year I will actually show up. We'll have to see how things go. But I'm starting now. I'm starting to save money now. I'm starting to make products now so I can save up the money and actually go next year. So now is the time, as I usually say. So please help me along with that if you can. I wanted to give a huge thank you to Good Pods. Good Pods right now has their rankings that just came out. So as of this recording, I want to say thank you to Good Pods. Undiscovered Entrepreneur is right now number 2 in business, number 1 in careers, and number 1 in entrepreneurship. So thank you, Good Pods, for having me on your platform. Thank you for everything. And thank you, Scuba Leavers, for helping me get there. All right, that being said, thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode. Have a great evening, everybody. Bye-bye. As a worker of two full-time jobs and a podcast and a coach, every minute counts in my day-to-day. It's hard to be consistent in any of my social medias, and at this point, I just can't hire a social media manager. It's just too gosh darn expensive. Pinnacle AI to the rescue. I've been using Pinnacle AI for a couple of weeks now and seen big improvements in my reach and consistency. Do you want to have time and increase your productivity too? Go to tuepodcast.net/AI for more information. Save yourself time and grow your brand. Try it now and see what it can do for you. Do you find yourself faltering when speaking in public? You definitely know what you're talking about, but you just can't seem to get over the horrific fear, and imagining people in their underwear is just not working. Whether you're gearing up for a big presentation or just looking to improve your daily communications, Leslie Fiorenzo is your go-to resource for mastering self-promotion, facing your audience fearlessly, and communicating with authority. Don't miss out on your opportunity to elevate your game. Contact Leslie Fiorenzo now or go to tuepodcast.net/speak to step into the spotlight with confidence. Your adventure in public speaking mastery starts here and now. Don't wait to get your voice heard. Book your free consultation at tuepodcast.net/speak to start your adventure in speaking excellence today.